Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Practical, a Singapore-based education technology startup incubated by Space Ventures, is the only company disrupting the education industry with their data analytics, artificial intelligence, and machine learning.
So it looks like the education sector, which has been notoriously resistant to disruption, has finally been breached, given co-founder Ng Chong Ming has a background in game development and holds a master's in educational studies. It was inevitable that those two worlds would collide.
Gamifying things certainly makes learning more fun. And in Career 360 on Money FM 89.3, which looks at manpower, your career, and also lifelong learning and education, we welcome co-founder of Practical, Ng Chong Ming, to tell us more. And Chong Ming, how does Practical work, first of all?
Practical is actually an online math adaptive platform. So what we do is we measure the competencies of students' work when they do the questions online, and then we give them the right questions to do. So why we came up with this is because in every industry, in every field, actually it's critical that there's some kind of feedback that's going on. So for example, if I start a company, we introduce some new features, it's critical that I keep testing and see how the public reacts to it, how our customers react to it. And then I keep the good features and then I discard the ones that are not so beneficial to the customers. Even for cooking, when you are cooking, you should always keep testing and tasting what you cook. If it's too sweet, then add in more water. If it's less sweet, then you have to put in more salt and make it more tasty. It's the same for education. And we are seeing that.
But I thought the feedback of getting the answer wrong would be enough to tell you that you're not doing it right.
Yes, but what if you get it correct? So let's say we have 10
students. But if you got it correct, you got it correct. You did it right. You used the right formula, for example.
Okay, so this is something contrary to what we previously...
Obviously, hence the question. Contrary, yes.
So previously, I was a game development lecturer in Temasek Polytechnic. So I saw this very interesting phenomenon whereby students actually got it right in the test. But in the class, they were taking a long time to solve it. So sometimes, let's say students have 10 questions in the test and then they finish the first 7 questions and they didn't manage to finish the 3 questions. When I mark the test, I think that, so actually these are the 3 questions that they didn't do is their weakness, but it's not actually because they spend too much time on the 4th and the 5th questions.
Oh, okay.
So these are the things that we can't actually tell if we are doing offline hard copy test. That's why we are applying data analytics and AI to get more metrics of how students are performing when they are doing questions online.
Talk to us about the gaps in the current teaching model that Practical is trying to fill or help out. Obviously, since we still did paper-type tests, right, then it's hard to figure out that maybe I spent too much time on this one, I'm not actually grasping the concepts.
So the formative assessment aspect is the very critical aspect that we're trying to bring to the mass market. So what happens is we see that, have you been to Popular recently, Popular Bookstore?
For a while. I've not been for a while, sorry.
I have. There are lots of snacks heading up to the cash register. Oddly enough.
So besides selling snacks, headphones, CDs, the biggest segment is still assessment books. No matter where you go, it's the same. Some parents, they actually want to get more learning for their kids, so they go for one-to-one tuition. So we ask them, why one-to-one tuition? Why not a small tuition class of 12? Because they get personalized attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in the same breath, if you buy an assessment book, any one of them from Popular Bookstore, then my question to the parent is that book actually written for your kid specifically?
Mm.
Yeah. So every single assessment book out there is tailored to the general audience. Mm. So there's not really personalization and customization based on your own specific competency in each topics, skills, heuristics, concepts for math. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to do it such that imagine we can create one assessment book for every single child, which is tailored to their own abilities. So this is the one that we are trying to do.
Right, right. How suitable is Practical for all levels of learners?
So the way Practical works, right, is we have a data analytics and AI engine underneath, and the questions are contributed by the private sector and even teachers. So what we do is we tag the questions with applicable concepts, heuristics, and the skills required to solve them, and then we use the data points to see how well the students are doing.
Mm.
So based on this, right, we can actually apply Practical's infrastructure to anything. So, for example...
Any subject, any level.
Mm. So, next time, let's say 5 years down the road, we might be doing basic theory tests. Basic for driving.
Yeah.
So, we can get the driving instructors to set questions.
Correct.
Yeah. And when they can't, they when they find that they can't solve the problems, right, we can get the instructors to record video explanations, perfect explanations, to explain why they got it wrong and what is the concept behind this question that they need to understand.
Will this affect the use of it, somebody whose language proficiency might not be there? Everything's encased in English these days. Perhaps a student is weaker in that subject.
Yes, it does. So in a way, I think most of you have heard before that nowadays Singapore Math, they don't know whether they are testing English or math.
Complicated problems.
So we try to make it as simple as possible, and we also try to make it interesting to the kids by contextualizing the question in context that they understand. So Pokemons. So instead of Mary has 3 apples and John has 4, how many apples do they have altogether? We now make it such that Ash caught 3 apples in the garden. Ash caught 3 Pokemons in the garden and another 4 joined in. So how many Pokemons are there in the total?
Also so relevant to the time as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Pokemons.
In case they don't eat apples.
Exactly. So what were the biggest challenges that you face while developing Practical?
Okay, so we had some challenges in marketing. Actually, it's difficult for us to market to parents because we are totally online. We are not like a tuition center whereby the word of mouth can spread more easily. And because we are an educational startup, it is hard to convince parents to come online.
Well, you don't have a track record as well, right?
We don't have a track record, yes.
How many thousand students you helped, that kind of selling point. Yeah.
So our first year, we did a pilot phase in order to get this track record. And we actually had a few success stories. So based on what we see, customized practice actually helps students to improve up to 5 times faster than just working on general assessment books.
Yeah.
So last year, when we pushed out for a pilot test, we had this student, Caden, who actually scored 68 marks in SA1. So he joined us in July. So he did about 500 questions until October. When he went for his SA2, he got his SA2 back. He got 97 marks.
Hey, man, where was this when I was in school? That's quite an improvement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. How did your gaming background help?
Oh, yeah.
Or would you say it made you too hyper and active to be able to concentrate on an educational issue?
The gamification, my game background actually makes... It helps to make the process of doing math questions more interesting. The kids are more motivated. Mm. So one of the main key points we want to bring to parents is that practice shouldn't be like 2 hours per week. It should be just 10 minutes to 15 minutes every day. And then you get your memory is able to retain the information much better. So in order to encourage kids to come online daily rather than just once a week for a longer session, we gamify it such that if they come online consecutively, they get more bonus experience to level up.
Mm-hmm.
So we have seen kids that come in every day because they want to get their experience and level up faster than their friends.
Are there plans to pitch it to their mainstream education here in Singapore?
Yes, definitely. We see that MOE has shifted from using third-party learning management systems to their own student learning space. So in the near future, we'll be seeing how we can help teachers to manage assessments and analytics within the SLS itself.
In your opinion, though, Chong Ming, what are the challenges mainstream education faces adopting tech, embracing new teaching and learning methods like Practical?
Yes, the main enemy is the screen. So,
which screen?
All screens.
Okay.
So, we realize that parents are actually worried about screen time because nowadays kids are addicted to screens as early as age 1. So you see, H2, yeah,
oh
H2,
yes,
H3,
I have seen, yeah. I have seen toddlers actually an old school magazine and then get upset that the images are not moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the problem comes when 3 years later, 3 years down the road, they have eyesight problems. So
right.
So parents will resist adopting technology for education.
Yeah.
So this will be one of the hurdles that we have to cross.
Okay, many thanks to Ng Chong Ming, who's co-founder of Practical, which is disrupting the education industry with data analytics, artificial intelligence, and machine learning. Find them at practical.sg, that is practicle.sg. Chong Ming, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.